Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He was 12. He was a boy, a child. Now, was he on the cusp of his majority? Was he preparing to choose his apprenticeship? Whatever was going on, he stayed behind. And eventually, he meets his parents in the temple again. Now, his parents, they had brought their son to Jerusalem. They were good, pious, faithful parents. And in a group as big as theirs, it is possible to sort of lose track of your child in and amongst the family and the friends. But eventually, they find their son in the temple. This is our story. It's our only story of the child Jesus in the New Testament. Now, growing up, I used to try to use this story as leverage to say that even Jesus had been naughty. It didn't work very well, but it was always worth the effort, right? Now, there are apocryphal gospels, gospels that are not part of the New Testament that have all kinds of infancy and growing up stories where there are miracles and all kinds of things. But this is it for us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So what's going on? Faithfulness is going on. Joseph and Mary, as good, pious Jews, were completing their obligation to return to Jerusalem for Passover. Now, in truth, there were other pilgrim festivals where Jews were invited to return to Jerusalem. But for those who lived far enough away, Passover was the one necessary. And so Joseph and Mary came every year. They were raising Jesus to be faithful to the covenant, faithful to the will of God. It is implied then that they also attended synagogue whenever possible, probably regularly. Their faithfulness was lived at home and at synagogue and even at temple. So this is what's going on. Jesus' faithfulness is also beginning to take root. He has accompanied Mary and Joseph. He has learned from them. He has adopted their faithfulness. And as they're returning to Galilee, Jesus remains. Not so that he can be naughty, but to continue his faith journey. Jesus was in the temple, sitting at the feet of the teachers, listening to them, asking them questions. He was learning, growing, trying, because it was time. In our day, a Jewish boy of 12 years old begins preparing for his bar mitzvah when he becomes a son of the covenant. That is the moment when a boy comes into his majority. He becomes a man at 13 years and one day. That is when he becomes responsible for his own faithful following of God's will. He's no longer dependent on his parents. He is on his own. Now, in Jesus' day, the bar mitzvah wasn't yet part of Jewish life. It didn't become part of Jewish life until the Middle Ages. But the Pharisees had decided during the exile that 13 was the age of majority. Jesus wasn't studying for his bar mitzvah, but he was preparing for his life of faith. Now, Jesus knew that he was supposed to honor and obey his parents. I think that Jesus understood that God is also his Father and that he was obeying God as he remained behind, asking, talking, learning as he could. Jesus was stepping into his faithfulness. Now, when Mary and Joseph found him, they reminded him that they were worried and concerned, and Jesus reminded them that he had a much bigger role to play. But as they left the temple to return to Nazareth, they were all stepping into their faithfulness together. On their return to Nazareth, Luke tells us that Jesus was obedient to his parents, listening to them, continuing to learn. He also grew in wisdom and years, in divine and human favor. I have always loved that sentence describing Jesus. As he was growing in stature and maturity, as he continued to learn, he was obedient. And both God and his parents loved him. I always hoped that was the case with me. You see, it's one of the things that we see this week. On Christmas, we celebrated Jesus' birth, his coming as Emmanuel, God with us. And here we have an instance to see how that works. If Jesus truly is the Word made flesh who lives among us, what did that look like? It looks like Jesus remaining behind to learn, to ask, to grow in faith. It looks like Jesus returning to Nazareth to live life as an obedient and cheerful young man, growing in stature, in wisdom, in faith. We could do a whole lot worse with our lives than to take a page from Jesus' book. Grounding our faith in home life and in church attendance is never a bad idea. Jesus shows us that it takes both and more. His parents lived as examples. They raised him to be faithful. They brought him to the synagogue and the temple. My mom did the same thing for all of us, my sisters and brothers. Now, it took better for some than others, but the example is there. Stacy and I have tried the same with our own children. The example continues. We live this here at St. John's with children's sermons and Sunday school, with regular sermons and adult classes. We try to help and guide. We try to help faith grow so that we can truly make God's vision into our mission. See, that's the beauty of our other Bible reading this morning. We get an amazing passage from Colossians that speaks to us living our faith. We are not alone. And this reading from Colossians, it's not new regulations or laws or things we've got to do, because our reading begins reminding us that we have all been chosen by God. We are holy and beloved. God has come to us in the person of Jesus, and then we are encouraged to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Again, those are not rules for us, but they are ways to live the love that God gives us so freely and unconditionally. As children of God, we are encouraged to forgive and bring hope to tomorrow. We are asked to clothe ourselves in love and let the peace that Jesus brings rule in our hearts. As we continue to learn about our faith, as we continue to try to live our faith as Jesus did at 12 and all throughout his life, we are given these ways to live God's love for the sake of others, like Mary and Joseph did for Jesus, like Jesus did for all of us. Now we get to live the love of God and bring the dream of God to reality to the neighbors around us. This is what's going on in this story of Jesus' youth. Faithfulness is shown to us. Faithfulness is encouraged from us. And faithfulness is given to us by the God of love, who comes to earth as a child, who comes to us every day by the power of the Holy Spirit. We get to live as followers of Jesus, and we get to share the love of God. Now that is an amazing gift. Amen.